What did you put on the bed just to stay warm? How did you stay warm?
Oh, we had plenty of quilts. We made quilts.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anything like this that you put on to sort of
spread.
Make it look nice?
No, it ain't there. I don't spread. I put sheet on top of the bed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes quilts. Mm-hmm. Have
piece
quilts.
Pretty quilts.
Piece quilts. Pretty quilts and have them on top of the bed. And it now I don't spread.
Looks to me as if you've got one pillow that goes all the way across the bed.
Bolster. We call them bolsters.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were a little boy made a bed on the floor with a quilt. What did you call that?
Pallet.
And you've talked about the kitchen. Did you have a place to keep things that you didn't want to throw away but really couldn't use?
That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I had old bowl I put things
why,
in.
Oh,
hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm not grabbing any peanuts in my old hand. How you doing? Oh, I didn't see you had something.
Let that box down.
All right. I sure will.
We're talking about the old days. He making a book. Can you know anything about the old days, how you come up and where you was born at?
Where I was born at?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know where I was born at.
Like I said, old days. Ain't talking about no mauling. I'm talking about all the way back hard times and everything.
Oh, my
goodness.
Taking a long time to get all them studies together.
did you grow up in the Delta?
He said, did you grow up in the Delta?
Coming up out there.
He told me you out. He said you grew up in the Delta.
Mm-hmm, in the hills.
He said in the Delta.
Delta.
No, there ain't no
Delta. Hills. Delta.
I
know
in the hills.
Oh, in Arkansas?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Oh, in Arkansas.
Well, that's a different experience then. Did you ever hear of a junk room or a plunder room?
Oh, what kind of room?
Place that you put things that you didn't
want
to use.
He's
told
me. I didn't have a junk room then. I had a smokehouse.
Oh,
and sometimes I'd put things out in the smokehouse.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
How did you do your washing and ironing?
Oh, we had tin tubs and we get heat our water, had wash pots. And you put the wash pot out in the yard and fill it up with water and build a fire around it. And heat the water and then take the water and put it in your tub.
That's real good.
And put it in the tub and then put your clothes in there. And everything you hardly had in there. That's a needle's girl. Howdy, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And had a rub boat. Some of them was wooden. The biggest of them at them days was wood rub boats, and some was tin boats. You take that wood and carve trenches in it like that and make a rub boat out of it. And you put them clothes in that tub and soak them. You let them soak if you want and put washing powder. Wasn't hardly much washing powder then, wasn't like it is now. And then you get it on that boat and rub your clothes and wash them like that.
I see.
And rinse them out. Then you put them in that pot and boil them, like you're cooking.
I see.
Sure. Put them in that pot and boil your white clothes. You put them in that pot and boil them. And then when you get the white clothes out, you put them in that wooden tub. Didn't have no tin tubs. They had wooden tubs made out of a barrel.
Take
a barrel and saw the barrel off and leave one little stave standing up like that on each side for handles. And they had them wooden tubes.